This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That was Green Day. That's tradition here. We start our morning show with Green Day every day. And I'm going to start the celebrity trash with the Green Day story.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
How they come in all the time and, you know, be part of the show.
Yeah,
it's
hang
so cool.
Out. Right. I mean, after 23 years here, you know, they're like our best friends.
Right. We play
right
their
here
songs
in
to
their
start
neighborhood.
The
we start the show with their song every day.
Every day.
I know. It's just so great that we know them so well. Well, some Green Day adjacent people are fans.
I've asked Jane many times. Yeah. Can't you please get them?
She's like, they're not. You can't.
Yeah,
no.
They're too big.
Yeah. I met Mike Dirnt backstage at Bottle Rock last year, maybe the year before.
Yeah.
He was hanging out at that
Williams-Sonoma. Maybe,
In the backstage area.
Did you exchange numbers?
No, he heard who I was and ran. Just kidding.
Shut up.
But it was a blank look on his face when I was introduced. Hello,
like,
nice
to
meet you.
Yeah. You should have said, I know Aaron Axelson.
Yeah, I should have said that.
Oh, okay.
I know that guy. Or yeah. By sight. He knows me by sight. You know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, maybe someday we'll get on their radar when they're geriatric rockers. They're like,
I actually even went as far, and I hate to do this, but I had to. Far as to talk to his sister, Anna.
Joe's, yeah.
Yeah.
She likes
us.
She
loves us. I go, I really hate to do this, and I never do this, but I have to ask you, can you hook? She goes, I don't do that. I don't do that for anybody.
That's good.
Yeah, good for her.
You know what? She has to be able to say no.
Yeah, right. I said, no problem. But I, it's my job to ask.
Sure.
So,
and it's
thank
her,
you.
Her job to say no.
Right.
Like, just because I'm a sister.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
There are some lines.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
What can you do, Ben? You know what you can do? You play their song every morning to start the show just to show them that you love them.
And hope and pray.
And you hope and pray that one day they'll be like, hey, you know what it is? Is they're rock stars. They don't even know what morning shows are.
Oh, right. No doubt.
Oh, they know what they are. Yeah. They just don't want any part of it.
If they're awake right now, it's because they haven't gone to sleep yet. There's no effing question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They know what they are because when they were little, before they were rock stars, their mom had a morning show on in the car driving them to work. That's the only knowledge they have of morning shows. And when probably the first year that they had a record out, their management forced them to go on morning shows. They're like, what happens at 7 a.m.?
Right.
All right, I'll do this. They did it once. They're like, never again. Mm-hmm. Anyway, every day you get your little mini dose of Green Day here at the station.
So,
and apparently in the world you get a dose of rain.
Yeah, Vinny, I was just listening
heavy.
To KCBS.
You must have gotten a ride in.
I did not. And you know what? And I'm going to tell my husband later because he went out to take the dog for a walk, as he does while I'm getting ready. And then usually he'll say, oh, it's foggy, it's this or that.
He gives you the weather report.
He did not say it was raining. So I got my car and I really didn't feel anything. And then I rolled down my window. I'm like, oh, ooh, that's raining. Mm. And so it was fine, Vinny, going through Redwood Shores. I got to the freeway. Okay, a little bit of rain. Didn't start hard till right about Candlestick.
What time were you leaving your house?
I left this morning about 20 to 4.
Jesus, Yuzi, that's early. Yeah,
yeah,
you know what?
I try to leave between 3:30 and 3:45.
I will say this. I get up at 3:45, and at 3:55 is when it started to pour.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And and I went, oh, boy. So you were 15 minutes in. Well,
I
who
almost
knows?
Texted
I mean,
Vinny
so
to
apart.
Say, it's pretty rainy, but I never know if it's the same with as your house, Vinny.
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I just figured you got to ride in.
Mm.
It wasn't bad most of the way, but as I got closer, it was we're talking heavy rain, heavy standing water, typical one person taps the brakes, everyone slams on them.
Right.
I just was thinking, oh, it's going to be one of those days. Accidents all over the place.
Yeah, it was hard rain, double windshield speed the whole way in for me. It was just slow going. I've been leaving early, though, so I skip all the speeding part. Just take my time. Leave myself a lot of extra
You know
time.
What? Yesterday, speaking of the roads, and we normally never do because we don't do traffic anymore, and I don't even know what. That just is a weird thing.
Well, people have their apps now.
Yeah, no, that's great. Who needs it?
Yeah, who needs a morning show?
The people out there driving.
Right. Yeah, that's what they should be doing while they're driving in the rain, looking at their traffic app.
Anyway, whatever. What was I going to say? Oh, so I was in the bathroom after our show yesterday, getting ready to split.
Yeah.
And the traffic came on and said there was a huge thing going northbound on 101, and you had already left.
I didn't see a huge
thing. You didn't hit a thing after the bridge on the way to your house?
Actually, what I did notice was that southbound on the way home, I was like, whoa, the traffic is super backed up. So it must have been, maybe they reported it as northbound or southbound.
It's just an accident
or something.
Yeah, something, but they said northbound. So if it was southbound,
it was, maybe they said north of the bridge because it was definitely jam-packed north of the bridge. Oh. Heading southbound, though. So sometimes they get info, though, and then they have to correct it afterwards.
Sure.
So who knows? No, I was I didn't hear that, and I was wondering what had happened on the other side.
So you made it home in time to successfully perform the Johnny Mosley pod.
That's right, Eddie. Johnny hurt himself, so he was actually home for a day. His calf is like, I don't know, he's limping around. But he,
why do you roll your eyes?
Because he's just always, there's always something with him. He's always like rolling a shoulder, or he's always like, you know, he's just always hurting himself. I'm like, you gotta start taking it a little easier. He goes, yeah, I don't do backflips anymore. I'm like, well, there's time to add one more thing to that list. Like, I don't know what he did, but he jacked his calf up. So he had a doctor's appointment that we were like under the gun yesterday. I zipped home. Eddie Ift met us there. We did. Eddie is, I guess I knew this. I've known Eddie for 20 years. We've known Eddie forever. That guy never stops talking. Like, he, no wonder he's got multiple podcasts going. You put a mic in front of him, and an hour goes by before he takes a breath. Like,
How are you guys?
Yeah, right. Let me take a sip of water. Yeah. Oh, you are? Well, let me tell you more about... He's great. He's so funny. And we did two shows with him, actually, because he just couldn't stop talking.
You did two Johnny Mosley pods, or he did one of
He did two shows he did one show with Johnny Mosley.
Uh-huh.
We're going to split ours up into two. We don't normally do hour and 15 minute long podcasts. Yeah. So we're going to play those. Those are not this week. I think this week coming up, Hooman is the guest, and then the final 2 weeks of January. Yeah. It's the only time I get to see Hooman. So when he's like, yeah, I can roll in there at 11:30. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I hate getting up too. But here I am every morning. Don't ask us. You ask him. That's where the information is. We don't know.
You have a bunch of unfinished thoughts happening right now.
Yes.
The show, the second podcast was for Eddie's podcast, right?
We did one long podcast.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Mosley, we reset both of them. So Johnny did an intro for it that we'll use, and Eddie did an intro for it that he'll use.
So, but it'll be the same show.
Right. It'll basically be the same show.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's smart.
A lot of swearing on Eddie's podcast, and less on Johnny's. He's got some younger listeners and
sponsors.
Yes. And so we don't swear on that particular podcast.
Yeah,
or if we do, it's the S word maybe and tastefully dropped in.
Uh-huh.
You know. So, but he's it was pretty fun. He's like the busiest dude. We actually bought him a rig to take with him to like all these things that he does so that he can get interviews and
who?
Johnny.
Oh,
we bought him a. It's like a little. You know what it is. I think
I didn't get anything yet.
Two directional cameras, not cameras. Little microphones. It's like it's a pro piece, but it's really small.
Okay.
So it's he's been taking that out and
Zoom H6.
Let me see it. Turn it around. Let me see if it's the one. That's exactly it.
Is it? Yeah. How much is that thing?
That's $300 or $400.
Yeah.
So he came to the house yesterday, and we set him up with it, and John showed him how to use it.
Oh, fun.
And Bryn's on the phone going, do you need me for anything? I'm like, no.
You're going to give us your
right over the phone. I'm going to catch this thing.
This is what Eddie referenced. So, and it's very funny that, you know, after the after he's poured $100,000 into that bingo bus, right. It turns out what he really could have done is bought a nice van and one of these.
Yep.
That instead of wiring all he that needed. Whole stupid bus and doing an interior job on it and making it. Meanwhile, it didn't run.
Yeah, what he,
he
needed
on
was
the engine, I guess.
He needed everything that he put into that van and a flatbed to take it everywhere that he needed to take it.
A brand new van, and this thing would have been a better move than this bingle bus.
I know, which is now sitting in his driveway driving his wife insane. It's $100,000 worth of equipment sitting in his driveway, and his wife is like, I'll take $5,000 for it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'll rent it for $50. We'll drive that thing up to Squaw or something. Well, we'll flatbed that thing up to Squaw is probably more accurate. I know. Drop an engine in. You're spending all that money. Like,
right.
Figure out
Yeah, but when do you say to yourself, this has been a waste? Yeah. And you just cut your... I mean, business... I was just thinking in my head, business decisions. They're hard.
Yeah.
He, you know, here he was. He was thinking, maybe this thing could be a TV show. Maybe this... I get why he was trying to sort of paint it and make it look... And
absolutely.
You take pictures, you know, you're doing social media in conjunction with the... So I get what he had in his head, but turns out he just needed a portable unit and a car that worked.
Turns out. It's all he needed. Basically, he could have bought any junker car and had better luck with it.
Oh well.
Anyway, it was really fun. He's just he's fun. And he's a house person too, which he loves houses. He and his wife are looking for a house. He's done a ton of work on his own house. And so he came into our house and was just like, you know, super, it's just exciting to talk to someone who's that into it and notices details. And it was just, we just had a great day. And then I'm like, you got to go. He had to drive to Tahoe.
I was going
to
say,
he goes,
how
long is the drive to Tahoe? I go, I don't know. It's anywhere between, like, if there's zero traffic and you're going 80 miles an hour the whole way, it's 3.5 hours. But don't count on that.
Any like, little thing
I
can
go
slow
four
you
four
down.
4 to 6 hours. That's what I'd count on. And he's like, what? I thought it was like a 2-hour drive. I'm like, no.
What time was the show last night?
I don't know. But he had something else to do when he got up there. So he left my house at like 1 o'clock. So he was there.
Oh, so he'd already, he did the Throckmorton Tuesday night. So
yeah.
He was
already
done.
In Mill Valley. He came to us. We were done with the podcast by 11:30 or 11:45, and he was there for another hour just talking about stuff.
Well.
Blah, 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 blah.
The road is lonely.
Yeah.
I've thought about him a lot, and he's very much like musicians I've known where if you tour enough, you get friends everywhere. I mean, if you're a nice enough person. Mm-hmm. And so he does have, you know, sort of little ports.
Sure.
In the storm he can stop at, including us.
Right, of course. Yeah. And we love him, and he's great. So we finally get him out of the house, right? And he's going to get in his car.
It's great. We finally get him out of the house.
We finally get him out. We kick his ass out. We push him out of the door. I'm like, you need water? What else? Sandwich? Get out. So he's driving this big, like, Toyota Highlander or 4Runner or something, right? It's a big car and it's parked in my driveway. Mm-hmm. So the way I'm on it like a cul-de-sac. So there's everybody sort of parks nose in and cars angle in toward the front of the driveway. If you can picture people sort of parked around the driveway. And he looks out and he's like, oh, am I going to be able to squeeze it out between your next door neighbor's truck and your car? I go, yeah, you won't have any problem. Just go slow and you'll be totally fine.
So he crashes.
So I'm like, bye, Johnny, you know, hugs. And he's like, all right, I'll see you later. 15 minutes later, I look out the front and he's standing out there, kneeling down at the rear bumper of my next door neighbor's truck. And they're both there, my next door neighbor. And they're just sort of like hunkered down over the back of the car. And I burst out of the front. I'm like, did you hit Jim's car? He goes, oh, no, we're just talking about trucks. He's been out there for 15 minutes talking to my next door neighbor, the dog trainer guy.
Yeah.
Who is great. I mean, they're both talkers, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
So he did leave about 10 minutes after that. I was like, okay, great, bye.
I'm going back in.
Not getting in on this conversation.
Yeah, it was good.
I feel bad. That lifestyle, it's his chosen line of work, and you know, it's his dream to be a stand-up comedian, and I'm happy for him. But that touring thing, it doesn't look fun.
Sounds
I wouldn't
rough.
Like it.
No. Yeah.
You know,
of course, you got a 6-month-old at home. It must be like, oh man, I can't wait to get back out on the road.
Isn't it funny that I thought of that yesterday? Remember Franti, who said that nice thing at my birthday,
the
50th, and but he said, he goes, you know, you get a baby at home, you got to go on tour, bro. And like, that was his, you know.
Yep.
And yeah. I just thought, oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to run.
You need a rock band.
Unless
man.
You can run.
It's work, honey. I got to go. I mean, I got to bring home the bacon.
She's
I got
to
like, feed these kids. He's like, oh, no, please don't.
Oh, my God. Last night, I didn't ask questions. I don't know all the details. I'm assuming she had a group of other moms that had rallied for this event that they had. So she just said, the missus goes, after I get the kids to bed, I'm going to go out and see our friends sing. And I'm like, okay.
Some friend of yours is a performer?
Yeah. Cheryl, the lady you met at the wedding, she's a singer.
Okay.
All over. She's been in bands all over Santa Cruz forever. So in a weird way, she's known.
Okay.
Because everyone's seen her perform at one thing or another. So anyway, she's like, I'm going to go out and see Cheryl's band. And I was like, great. You deserve it.
Right.
Good for you.
And this is after the kids are safely put to
bed.
But
I'm assuming that there's it. Right. Well, I'm home. So if anything goes down, there I am.
In bed.
Right. Well, I mean, they know where to find me.
Sure.
But I'm assuming they all went out. Like other moms, other groups. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they have a bat light or whatever thing that the mom sets off, which is, I got to get the hell out of here.
Girl squad.
Who's coming? Right.
We're having a meeting. It's work, honey. So did the kids wake up after she left?
No, everything went fine. That's always, we've done this many times, like enough times that I'm like, I didn't even question. I'm just assuming they all went out, fun was had. There were probably people at the bar like, boy, they don't let these moms out very much.
They're going crazy.
They're a rowdy bunch.
Dancing on the pool table.
Right. We deserve this! Double middle fingers everywhere.
Right. Oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Who wants to say something?
We're super late. KLZ HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice and Morty Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.